Congressman Gonzalez urges decisive U.S.-Mexico action against cartel fuel thefts threatening USMCA trade agreement. Texas border business. Texas border business. In a recent development from Washington, D.C., Congressman Vicente Gonzalez from Texas's 34th District is spearheading a bipartisan initiative to address the escalating issue of fuel theft and illicit sales in Mexico, activities that are believed to be in violation of international trade agreements. This call for action is rooted in an incident on October 16, 2023, where cartel gunmen coerced drivers to dispose of gasoline from a dozen trucks in Matamoros, Tamaulipas, Mexico. This area lies directly across from Brownsville, Texas, a major urban center in Congressman Gonzalez's district. Congressman Gonzalez expressed deep concern over these criminal activities, emphasizing their detrimental impact on the economic growth and trade dynamics of border communities. He pointed out that such actions directly challenge the integrity of trade agreements, particularly the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. The USMCA was established to ensure the free flow of goods between the United States and Mexico, and the congressman stressed that the activities of these cartels threaten this vital economic relationship. The bipartisan letter, addressed to the United States Trade Representative, Ambassador Catherine Tai, underscores the urgency of the situation. It advocates for prompt and forceful measures to protect fuel shipments and other goods entering Mexico. Moreover, the letter accuses Mexico of temporarily limiting U.S. fuel imports under the pretext of combating contraband fuel, which potentially violates its commitments under the USMCA. Alongside Congressman Gonzalez, other notable signatories include Congressman Henry Cuellar, Texas 28, and Dan Crenshaw, Texas 02. The congressman's call to action highlights the need for collaborative efforts between the U.S. and Mexican governments to confront and curb the bold actions of cartels. By doing so, they aim to preserve the trade agreements that are crucial for the prosperity and stability of the region. This bipartisan endeavor reflects a united front against criminal activities that threaten international trade and the well-being of communities along the U.S.-Mexico border.